Keeping my cool. Keeping my cool. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today, keeping my cool. What kind of a person am I? Am I a person who is in charge of my life? Am I a person who is responsible for what I'm thinking, saying, and doing all of the time? Am I a person who knows what my goals are and knows what my purpose is and knows what I'm supposed to do? Am I that kind of person? Am I that kind of person? Well, I am not that kind of person if I let other people's concerns bother me, if I let other people's irritations bother me, if I let other people's attitudes bother me. And believe it or not, every attitude in this world that bothers me is not my attitude. My attitude does not bother me at all. Other people's attitudes do not bother me at all. They come to me with all sorts of troubles, all sorts of attitudes, all sorts of concerns, and they want me to think about them with them. They want me to be irritated about those attitudes with them. They want me to be uglied with them about the problems that they are allowing to face their life. And if I do, if I am allowing myself to get irritated by what they're irritated over, then the irritation is doubled, trebled, quadrupled. It just grows and grows and grows. When people say to you, "This is a terrible world," and you agree, then you are adding your negative attitude to the negative attitude of what other people have. But if someone says to you, "This is a terrible world," and you say to them, "Oh, I don't know about that. I think of all the wonderful people. I like it when I see people smile. I like it when I see people smile. I like it when I see the children at play. It just makes me feel so good because they're doing what makes them happy. I like it when I hear people laugh at a movie. Oh, people shouldn't sit on my right-hand side because when I laugh at a movie, I'm always trying to tickle the other person next to me and say, hey, see that? Ha, ho, ho, ho. Because I enter into things totally. I laugh at a movie. I laugh at many things. I laugh out of happiness. I laugh out of joy. I laugh out of goodness. People cannot make me unhappy. People cannot give me their troubles and tell me that I must worry about their troubles with them because I won't do it. People give me their troubles and I say, hey, that's super. That's super. What a wonderful challenge you have. Oh, boy, you can handle that just like falling off a log. You're wonderful. You're fantastic. You're glorious. You're good. And when I say that to people, what happens to them? They say, are you nuts? Are you crazy? Don't you realize how much of a problem this is? Well, no. What would you do if someone came to you and told you that same problem you're telling me? Would you enter into the problem with them, or would you offer them a solution? Would you offer them another way of looking at the problem, which was a way of solving it? Well, that's what I'd like to do. Well, then, let's do that for you. You've come up with a problem here, and you want my attention. Now, you want my attention for the solution or for the problem? Now, I will not let people's problems bother me. I will not let my own problems bother me. When I feel an ache in my body, I just say, I am peace. I am relaxation. I am so wonderful. And as I do this, the irritation of my body goes away. The irritation of my body does not get the attention that it was looking for. And when it doesn't get the attention it was looking for, it just goes away. This is the way the principle of the law of cause and effect works. This is the way the principle of all things work. Whatever I give attention to, that is my problem. Whatever I give attention to should be my solution. It should be what I really want to do. Now, people are not always happy when they come and talk to me and I say to them, well, what would you like? How would you, you're just being a psychologist. You're just being a psychiatrist. You're just talking to me and trying to have me look at it myself. Yeah, that's right. Because as far as I'm concerned, before you mentioned it, I had no idea of it. And even now that you mention it, I have no idea of it because my mind is so fast and so quick and so wonderful thinking of solutions. And so you bring up a problem, and I've got a dozen solutions. Now, the question is, the big question is, and it always will be, the question is, do you want to have the problem or the solution? If you want the solution, then you think about the solution. That's all that's to it. If you want the problem, then you think about the problem. And nobody can give you a solution that will be satisfactory to you because you want the problem. You don't want the solution. And how silly that is. Now, is that where you stand? Is that where you live? Is that where you are? You want the problem? You want the ugliness? You want the unhappiness? You want the unresolvability of it? Is that what you want? Is that what you want? It's certainly not what I want. And so anyone who comes to me, and hundreds do and thousands do, coming as a practitioner, and they say, what can I do? And I say, change your stinking thinking. Put nice ideas in motion. Put good ideas in motion of what you want to experience. Now, this is the problem. Now, this is my solution. I would take that problem and just ignore it, and I would start concentrating on the solution here. And the solution says, whatever I think about, that is what I experience. Whatever I think about, that is what I experience. It doesn't matter what it is I think about. If I think about problems, I experience them. If I think it's about solutions, I experience them. So I am going to think about solutions all the time. I'm going to put solutions in motion all the time. I'm going to live in a world of solutions. I'm going to live in a world of success. I'm going to live in a world of wholeness. I'm going to live in a world all is in divine order. Oh, my goodness, how wonderful that is. I'm going to live in a world of all is in divine order. I'm going to live in the world of I like me. I like me. I like me. I'm going to live in a world of I like me. When I live in a world of I like me, I can't have thoughts that don't like me because they don't fit. They don't belong. When I live in a world of I like me, all the thoughts are nice thoughts, likable thoughts, good thoughts. I am peace. When I live in a world of peace, all is peace. When I live in a world of love and joy and harmony and peace, all is love and joy and harmony and peace. Whatever problem I had is now long gone. I stop thinking about it. It has no place to rest. It has no place to settle down. It has no place to be in my world. My thoughts are my realization of who I am, the only realization of who I am. I like me. I like me. I like me. All is in divine order. All is in divine order. All is in divine order. This is a beautiful world. This is a beautiful world. This is a beautiful world. This world is filled with peace and joy and love and harmony and goodness of all kinds. Every person I speak to has a smile on their face and joy in their heart. And, oh, I feel so good. I speak to everyone with a smile on my face and joy in my heart, and oh, how good everyone feels who comes in my life. I speak to everyone with joy in my heart and love in my heart, and I feel so good. I feel so wonderful. I feel so fantastic, because this is what it's all about. This is what life is all about. This is what truth is all about. This is what love is all about. It's all about being yourself and having fun. You name it, you claim it. That's so true. You name it, you claim it. 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 I name peace. I name joy. I name harmony. I name all that's good. And I claim that in my life. Oh, how I claim that in my life. Oh, how I delight in that in my life. Oh, how good I feel about that in my life. All is in divine order. All is in divine order now. And I am divine order now. I am peace now. I am love now. I am goodness now. And that's all that matters. That's all that will matter, does matter, could matter. It is all that is. Yes? When people speak to me, they speak to someone filled with love and joy and peace and harmony. When someone talks to me, they see a smile on my face and they have a smile on their face. I have joy in my heart and they have joy in their heart. I am love and they are love. And it's pretty cool. It's really pretty cool. Because that's the truth about me and that's the truth about you. Because you are in my world, and I surround you with my pure white light of love, my pure white light of love, and that pure white light of love is peace and joy and harmony, and I give my peace unto you and my joy unto you and my laughter unto you, because that's all that matters, and that's all that is forevermore. I love you. I love you. I love you.